Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, a public enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability, and the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And
it's
you
the
don't
Murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Al Capone, aka Al Capizzi, bending corners in the M Town. This Memphis 10, baby. And I'm putting it down with my dog Scott Baja on the Murder Masters Music Show. Oh boy!
Y'all ready for this?
315? Shit, man. Episode 315. Got the homie Al Capone coming through. Memphis legend. He should be coming through pretty soon. He's actually getting ready to do a show. And he's also got a, his own vodka about to jump off liquor. He's getting ready to do it real big. Saturday, November 5th, he's got a birthday bash and a liquor release party. The homie's putting in a lot of work, I'm telling you. Last time, one of the times we had him on the show actually was his birthday. I remember him saying that, man. It was his birthday on the show, so it's a trip. But he should be on pretty soon. We had a busy week. We had rapper actor Slane from Boston. He was on the show. That was a real in-depth interview, real good shit right there. Then we had DJ Paul a couple of days ago. The homie Relic and DKB out of Cincinnati. Shout out to them for support. It's almost Halloween. Last year we did a horrorcore roundtable, but not enough people participated, so we said, fuck it, we're going to scrap that idea this year. We might do it at a later date, I don't know. We ain't into all that extra Halloween shit. I don't know, some people get a little bit too happy about it. I'm not really, I can give two fucks less. I'm more concerned with the Cubs doing their job and scoring some fucking runs here. We're in the World Series Game 3, and it's still popping off. No runs scored, just got word from Al Capone. He's going to be here in about 10 minutes. While we're waiting on the homie Al Capone, we're just going to play some more music. We got plenty of tracks to choose from. We're going to, this is another one from Al Capone, Keep You Long One. This is a good one right here. Check this one out. Be right back. Murder Mass Music Show. GSForLife.com.
You are tuned into the Murder Master Music Show at UGSForLife.com.
I should've did this shit a long time ago. I'm making up for lost time, so motherfuck you hoes. Show me the money, keep your long wind. I said it once, let me say it again. Keep your long wind, keep your long wind. I'm on a money mission, let me say it again. Keep your long wind, keep your long wind. I'm on a money mission. In it to win. Every day I'm on the grind. Suckers, they be with shit. If you ain't bout them green guys, our conversation is over with. My time's money. Patience gone. Blink once, I'm moving on. I'm looking for that silver lining. You still singing them sad songs. I'm living, man. Can't complain if you don't eat. You the blame. You sidelining. Bitch whining. You can't play if you ain't in the game. Man, I ain't with that whole shit. Talk a lot, that broke shit. I'm in the cut. I'm out the way and prodding on that next link. I'ma get it, pop it. Never waiting on the next nigga. I prefer cash, but you still can cut the check, nigga. Flex, nigga. Red Bean Team. Ain't worth your life. Martin Luther King. I have a dream. Then I woke up. Smell the coffee. Then I got about my Starbucks. Knock and give two fucks. If you don't like me, see my ass. Pucker up. I should've did this shit a long time ago. I'm making up for lost time, so motherfuck you hoes. Show me the money, keep your long wind. I said it once, let me say it again. Keep your long wind, keep your long wind. I'm on a money mission, let me say it again. Keep your long wind, keep your long wind. I'm on a money mission. In it to win. See, it was all good a few years ago. Till the economy went bad, the whole country broke. You ain't heard? Uncle Sam is in debt. Now everybody looking at the bread like, what's next? I'm getting to the money, speaking Chinese. These corporations flipping money overseas. Gotta get up on the game, can't keep letting this time fly. Everything done changed, man, you letting the world just pass by. You gon' have to be mad at me, point your fingers. Talk shit, I'm about my business. Politics, hidden licks. He who controls the gold has the power too.
simple arithmetic. Why are you confused? You can keep on doing what you used to do. The whole world is now connected. That's the breaking news. I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. On a money mission. You look too long-winded.
I should've did this shit a long time ago. I'm making up for lost time, so motherfuck you hoes. Show me the money. Keep your long wind. I said it once, let me say it again. Keep your long wind. Keep your long wind. I'm on a money mission. Let me say it again. Keep your long wind. Keep your long wind. I'm on a money mission. And it's a win.
Trap, some look the other way, but me, I'm cocking a hammer back. If a fool violates, set him straight. Fuck a traitor, call me Darth Vader, because I'm shooting first and asking questions later. Player, haters, busters, captain, save a hoe ass niggas. Best to get the fuck on before I get my fuck on. Cause real niggas ain't taking no shit from none of you tricks, bitch. And where you going, you can suck on Bruce and Elvis dick. Capital punishment, fool. I ain't thinking twice, because them same motherfuckers just might try to take my life. So it's kill or be killed, keep that fucking seal. And if a fool trips, shoot that hoe at wheel. And don't stop until he get enough of hot lead burning and ripping through his bloody guts. It don't matter if you're black or white, bitch, if you fuck with me, it's on. And death is the penalty.
The many niggas that don't really give a fuck. That nigga that came to give it up, just step, you're left without a buff. I tried, and I tried to be the kid that my mama raised, but somewhere down the line a ghetto child got led astray. Death in the family, two dead cousins with living brothers in the penitentiary, cause they done sent a motherfucker on his way to me. Mr. Death, Satan himself, I know he waiting for the day I breathe my motherfucking last breath, struggling, trying to get my feet up off the ground, hustling, cause shit ain't coming easy in this fucking town, and niggas try to jack, so I ain't scared to pull it, and every day 187 niggas fight the bullet, so what, ain't no stress, nothing but weed on my fucking mind, and niggas feel like gotta show they nuts and pick the wrong time, no remorse for the motherfucking enemy, no friend of me, that's why I stick them with the death penalty.
Classic Al Capone, you know what I'm saying? Dude's a legend. He's been doing it for years. One of the Memphis pioneers. You can't mention Memphis music without mentioning Al Capone.
Same
goes for the likes of Gangsta Paul, Paul MJG, of course, mm-hmm. 3-6. He's right there in that echelon of legends, you know what I'm saying, and pioneers. So, plus, I like the fact that this dude represents not just hip-hop, he represents music, period. I mean, he'll do a show with a fucking symphony and an orchestra, and then he'll go do a show
with
a blues,
just here with, like, the
blues
band and all that shit. Right, and then they turn around and they was opening up for the Memphis Grizzlies home opener. I saw them doing that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Versatile. A lot of cats, you know, they're not really doing that with music. They're just staying in that little box that they're in, and they're satisfied with that, and that's it. Which is cool if that's your thing, you know, do your thing, but I like people that are willing to experiment, you know what I'm saying, and do other things rather than just stick to the script, so to speak. As long as you're doing that swagger stuff, definitely don't want to, you know what I'm saying, definitely don't want none of that. But we got to have another guy back on the show again, too, another Memphis legend, Mr. Ski. You know what I'm saying, we need him on the show.
Yeah.
That'll be dope to have. Here's a classic with him and Al Capone. You know what I'm saying? You don't want no drama, boy. You remember this shit. Right back.
Scarface Al Capone. Mr. Motherfucking Ski. We about to do some real shit right here. I like to call it Showdown. The home of the original gangster war. We about to address every fake ass nigga in the game. Y'all be getting drama, be about it. Al Capone, rip this motherfucking track in
half. Don't need these niggas claiming real, but they fake a disability. Mate, I hear these niggas out here hating on that Al Capone. Talking this, talking that. Where he been, where he at? Trick your bitch, bumpin' day, knocking and she loving that. Why you out here frontin' like you don't know the fucking biz? Niggas know what time it is, but you with that bullshit. What's the real problem? Something missing from your childhood. Never got no love, need a hug to make you
out the
frame. Dog, you can't be serious. Get this boy a pad. I think this nigga on his period. Cause that shit you do, yeah, that shit that women do. I ain't even on your level, so I just ain't feeling you.
Nigga, I just put out a new mixtape.
You better check your attitude. I'm a motherfucking bet. Bitch, show some gratitude.
Man, my shit went way harder, y'all.
I ain't even mad at you, but if you press your fucking luck, I'ma act a fucking fool.
Damn thugs in the club with a mug.
cause your mind ain't ready for the drama you got.
Mr. Ski, that's a classic track right there. You know what I'm saying? You don't want no drama, boy. Memphis classic right here. But we're getting ready to bring on, you know what I'm saying, the legend himself, Al Capone. Yeah, he's doing a bit. What's up, Al?
Hold on one second.
That's our homie, Frazier boy, too.
Yeah, Frazier boy out here, too. Yeah. Might get him back on. Yeah.
What's up, man? What's up with you, man?
Al Capizzi. How you doing, brother?
Oh, boy. What's up with Thomas?
Man, first and foremost, man, you guys are doing a show tonight. Who are you doing a show with?
Oh, man, we got a show tonight here in Memphis at the New Days on Beale Street. It's with Lord T and Eloise and Skinny Pimp. We all on the stage rocking tonight, man. It's going to be a good look. Halloween show.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. But coming up November 5th, though, you got something. You got a birthday bash and a liquor release party. Man,
yes, sir. What
is up with the liquor, man? It's huge. Tell everybody about this, Al.
Man, November the 5th is going down, again, here in Memphis. Going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe, man. It's my birthday bash / liquor release party. If, for those that don't know, I got three liquors that's on the market out in this area. I got a vodka called Huffer Vodka. I got a cinnamon whiskey. It's called Memphis Heat Cinnamon Whiskey, kind of like a fireball. Then I got this rum cream called Sassy Girl Rum Cream. It's kind of like Bailey's Cream or rum chowder. And everything, man.
You got the whole line,
look, right?
Oh,
yeah,
I want to say you got
look. It's a good look.
Hey, man, first you get them crunk, then you get them drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
that's the way to do it, Al.
Hey, what you say? First get them drunk and then they get crunk.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get them drunk then crunk. Yeah, there you go. Oh, man.
You're a damn fool.
Congratulations, that's huge.
Appreciate it, man. That's next Saturday, November the 5th, on my birthday. And it's going to be hosted by Grammy winner Boo Mitchell and Academy Award winner Frazier Boy. They're going to be hosting it for me that night. So it's going to be super love. Then I just put the extra little icing on the cake, man, and just said, man, fuck it, let's make it free to the public, man. Let everybody come out, man, just enjoy. You know, taste the liquor if they ain't tried it before. Let them try it. And, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to have a big party, a big festivity, man, that night.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up, man.
Oh, yeah. There's another liquor. Is this something you're going to expand? Are you going to have other drinks coming out, or are you going to just stick with the three for now?
I mean, definitely going to try to build the three, but it's already we're already looking at, you know, definitely branching out to some other brands. I definitely want to get into the cognac, so. There'll be something coming at some point, but right now, just want to build these particular brands up, and you know, then I expand from there.
Man,
yeah,
I can see in the future if they legalize a little something, I could see a Capizzi strain of weed. You get into that if you could. A lot of guys in here. You got Corrupt with the Moon Rocks. You got what's that? Yuck Mouth. He's got what's that? Super Dank. You know what I'm saying? Would you ever do something like that?
I ain't gonna lie. To be honest with you, Frazier Boy would probably be more. I'm not opposed to it. But Frazier Boy he'll probably have his own strand before I have a strand. Cause he, you know what I'm saying. I do partake, but my guy's a real deal. So you know what I'm saying. So I'm pretty sure y'all gonna be seeing something on him before y'all see something on me. For me, with a good. And this guy, I guarantee you, whatever strand he do is gonna be the real deal.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Crazy part. He just told me he about to have a meeting about getting his own strand coming up this week. In
really?
LA.
Wow.
Yeah, so y'all speaking on some shit that's in the process.
He's already in the process, yeah. man, we gotta try your liquor, and then we gotta go try his herb, man. That'd be a hell of a party right there.
Man, we got
right.
All of that party for you. I got the liquor, he got the weed. Beautiful thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys are, you're continuing to do amazing work. What about your boy, man? He's been rapping for a while now himself, too. Is he got anything coming out, AJ?
Yeah, man. AJ been going hard, man. If anyone been following me on social media, I for a while I put like new stuff that he been worked on, so you can kind of go and back and look at some of the stuff he did maybe a couple of months ago. He been in the lab developing a new batch of stuff right now, but if you listen to some of the stuff from a couple of months ago, you can hear man, the man going all the way to fuck in, and definitely he got some more stuff coming, and when he started back dropping again, he looking at the not to come off of, he gonna get on the motherfucking neck and stay on it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. He's got the he's got that work ethic, runs in the family.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, what about, you got the liquor going and everything. What about another Al Capone album? Is that something we're going to see here in the future?
You know what? You actually are, man, because I've been working on a lot of new, music, man. And I got this soulful new songs. This song called Brand New Jewelry. Y'all will be seeing a video on it one day next week. It'll probably hit. And it's been getting radio play out here, and people been, they've been really fucking with it. It's real smooth, real pimpish, real grown up, real soulful, new jewelry. So I got a bunch of songs on that level. Then I always had like this batch of rock joints that I always had, kind of dash. And then, of course, I got my classic underground Memphis shit that they're just fun to do, just to be doing. Then on top of that, me and Frazier, we gonna collab on a project together. Then if y'all ain't got the 901 OG, you can get that right now. You know what I'm saying? That project came out November last year. So that project is still available, 901 OG. So look at, you can get that now. But be on the lookout for some new music.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. Hell yeah.
I'm gonna say almost definitely the 901 OGs. I seen the picture that you had on Facebook earlier when y'all was on Lamont Terrace and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there looking at the buildings. I'm like, that's back in the day, right there.
You know it's real, man. Before they tore it down. Matter of fact, it's a song on that 901 OGs album about the project, talking about how they tore the project and shit down. But even though they tore it down, we still around. You know what I'm saying? So. Again, check out that 901 OGs album. Man, I'm telling you one, man. It's a joint called Stay Out the Way with me, man. Goddamn, we passing through Orange Mound right now, man. About Mill Road, this motherfucker off the wham! This tank of sound is goddamn live as fuck right now.
Well, they got a football game just ended and shit.
Yeah, you already know what it is. One of them games at Mill Road. Some motherfuckers
I miss that shit, bro. I miss that shit.
Nah, it's still real. It's still real, my guy. Them motherfuckers is out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I did jump subject. Man, my bad, man. I'm jump subject. That's all this shit. I'm jumping out there.
No, what I'm about to ask you, like, I seen you down in, because I live in St. Louis, and I was trying to get out to the show you had. It was a couple Saturdays
man.
Ago, matter of fact.
Yeah.
I was trying to get out there, man. By the time I got to the crib, it was too late, man. You know what I'm saying? But what was you down here for? I seen it was something with the Blues Museum. Tell the listeners about what you got going with that.
Man, we were down in St. Louis, but we did a show for Take Me to the River. Matter of fact, you can go on Netflix right now, type Take Me to the River, and you'll see the documentary, which features a bunch of the soul artists collaborating with a lot of the rappers here. You know what I'm saying? It's, of course, I'm on there. Frazier Boy on there collaborating with Bobby Rush. Yo Gotti on there collaborating with Bobby Blue Bland. I know a lot of folks, Snoop is on there collaborating with William Bell, but a lot of folks probably be like, what the hell is Snoop doing on there? But it's not just about Memphis. It's about Memphis and the Mississippi Delta. And Snoop is actually from the Mississippi Delta, and that's the reason why he's on there as well. But it's a cool-ass project, man. It's on Netflix. Y'all should check it out. It's called Take Me to the River. So we was in St. Louis doing a show with doing, like, some of the stuff that collaborating songs that we do with the soul artists. And we was there doing the show with the band. And Manifold loved it, man. It was a great look, man.
I know.
I
was hitting prayers on them. Like, man, I'm trying to get to that motherfucker. Because it's not too far. Where y'all was at, it was not too far from here.
The
Blues Museum
right
or whatever.
Yeah, man. That Blues Museum. Hey, have you been down to that motherfucker?
Yeah, I live like 10 minutes from there. I live in St. Louis.
Man, the Blues Museum, man, they got some real classic shit in there, man. You know, you walk around looking at some pictures and stuff, man. That's a cool-ass museum, man. It'll really, you want to see some history? That mother got some history in there, man. We felt it, and I think that the vibe of all those people, man, can speak into everybody, man, because the show that we did was so fucking live. I mean, everybody just was on another level. We had just left from doing the show in Mississippi and came to St. Louis, but for some reason, St. Louis, everybody was on a whole nother goddamn pace.
Because all I remember was, like, it started at 7 o'clock, man. I'm like, damn, man, I wish I would have known. I was trying to get to that motherfucker. But I'll catch y'all the next time for sure, though.
Right,
I'll make sure.
Right, please do. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then to another subject, you got to check them out with that liquor, too. Like, try to get your liquor in these stores up here, man, because they do them liquor tastings and all that old shit up here, too. It's a little spot called Randall's, man, and everybody come. It's like a liquor warehouse. You know what I'm saying?
Say no more.
It's called I think it's called Randall's Wine and Spirits or something like that. But they promote guys liquor and stuff like that too, man. So check them folks out with your stuff, man.
Say no more.
You be coming up here to the Lou.
Will be back.
But Al, I tell you what, brother. I know you're getting ready to go live here in just a few minutes. But before you go, if you can, give everybody your social media. That way they can, you know what I'm saying, cop the latest music and find out more information about what you're doing for as far as shows, liquor, and possibly weed. Whatever the fuck you're doing.
Hey, man, if y'all listening, man, you can keep up with me. You can get at me on Al Capone Memphis. That's my Instagram. Al Capone Memphis. That's my Twitter. Al Capone Memphis. I'm trying to get my Snapchat in motion, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a little slacking on it, but I'm gonna get it in motion. But holler at me on Al Capone Memphis on there, so. And you can always go to AlCaponeMemphis.com, you know, and it'll have all the social media links and everything. Plus, you can see the new videos and everything there. So just go to AlCaponeMemphis.com, and it'll just, you know, you'll have everything right there. You know, you ain't got to just be searching, trying to find shit. It'll be right there for you.
Man,
right.
I'll tell you what, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it, man, especially knowing that you got a show you're doing here in just a few minutes. Thank you for giving us the time, man. And you have a good birthday.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. November the 5th, though. Anybody in the Memphis area, the same, or close to the Memphis area, man, November the 5th, man, Hard Rock Cafe, man, it's going to be a fucking movie. So, you know, if you're in Memphis or around, bring your ass, man. You ain't got to bring nothing but your ass. You know what I'm talking about? So say no more. Come fuck with me.
Yeah, legendary Al Capone. Thank you, brother. Always good to have you on, man. You take care of yourself.
Hold on.
Miss you, miss you, miss you.
I swear I miss you.
Red on the beat. Damn, I miss that Memphis
scene. Smoke
stuff, still. Pippin' on the beat. Damn, I miss that Memphis scene. The underground Memphis scene. Damn, I miss that Memphis scene.
Smoke stuff,
still. Pippin' on the beat. Damn, I miss that Memphis scene.
Man, I really did my box, Chevy broke though. Then it went to Susan Bowles, 15 in the trunk, pull up with that bump, bump, real loud. Back furnace, he's sitting out the window.
Green, took the back,
hooked up to Nintendo. Hauling at my kinfolk, pull it down on the beat. Real riffing, flipping, nigga, best get down with the shit. First I make him go and get it, then I make him bring it back.
Memphis shit, you know what I'm saying? Al Capone in the house, you know what I'm saying? Praise boy. We're going to try to make that Fraser Boys Spice One collaboration happen. That was on a round table. I forget what episode. Do you remember, man? It was like, I don't know, one of the round tables.
I don't know.
But,
yeah, right. I've been smoking tonight.
Yeah,
I can't even
yeah.
remember right now.
But the Fraser Boy and Chopped Up with Spice One, they was going to do a collaboration. And before the show, we were talking to Al a little bit. He was in his dressing room, and we got to talk to Fraser Boy, and we asked if that happened. And they said no, but they want to make it happen. So we're gonna try to reconnect them again and make that shit go down. Because that needs to happen, man. That should be. I love to see motherfuckers collaborate. And
right.
they've never done collaborated before. You know what I'm saying? Like the Nip and Esham track. I particularly didn't like the song, but it was dope that they collaborated. You know what I mean? Even though it was,
right.
I mean, it was dope. I thought Nip's verse was the best, but it was about money and shit and swag or whatever. It was a different style. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to knock it.
Right, man.
Then
you sent me that one CD that Alcatraz
Nip.
Riders. I've been bumping that shit too.
Yeah, from a Nip and Esham, you know, when you hear, okay, there's going to be a Nip and Esham collaboration, you're thinking meat and guts and eyeballs and fucking demons and all kinds of crazy psychotic shit. Hopefully they'll do a track like that in the future. But, you know, it is what it is. We want to see the Spice One Fraser Boy collaboration. Shout out to the homie Brandon. He's over there Pittsburgh doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? He's repping the hell out of the show and doing what he has to do. Also, to Horrorcore Magazine. I've been seeing this magazine called Horrorcore for a couple of years now. They still ain't got fucking Gangster Nip in the magazine. I baffled
right.
the fucking shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? Me and the homie Brandon was chopping up earlier. It's like, why the fuck can't, you know what I'm saying, Nip be in there? I don't know. If I had a magazine called the Horrorcore, I'd be putting the some of the pioneers and the originators of it in there. I think they did have the Flatliners in there, but the Flatliners came out in 94. You know what I'm saying? This shit was around a long time before 94. But hey, in the spirit of the Chicago fucking Cubs, we gotta get the hell out of here because Cleveland's up 1-0 and we're
threatening
that,
right now though.
Yeah, we want that to change. You know what I'm saying? We talked about Gangsta Nip. We're gonna play one of his latest releases. You know what I'm saying? Brother Nip. He's got an album coming out called Soldiers Only. Hey, but this song is Clear Your Head. I believe that's on there. Unless that's on the Street Messiah, I'm not sure. But one of the two, nonetheless, just for Brother Nick.
Man, it's getting crucial out here, man. You know what I'm saying? These cops pull you over, man. You better be sitting up straight. You know what I'm saying? Keep your hands where they can see them.
I'm just rolling down the street, trying to clear my head.
Get you rolling.
Cops pull you over, man, you better not make a move, or you will be dead.
Hey,
I'm just rolling down the street, trying to clear my head.
Get you rolling.
Cops pull you over, man, you better not make a move, or you will be dead.
Come on.
I'm laid back, Brother Nip ain't a hustler, how the hell you say that? I'm the truth and that's a fact. Bought a house, bought a car, how the hell I paid that?
What else?
Gotta hustle hard if you're black. At the end of the year, I don't even pay tax.
Right.
Street money like a player moving packs, making sale after sale, you would think I'm moving crack.
Hey.
But I'm moving CDs and mixtapes and clear copies of DVDs. You can eat off the street if you're product type. Got the hookup on everything you need in life. You can ask anybody about me. 5 days a week, Nippers known to block bleed. I'm trying to clear my head. Crooked cops pull you over, make a move, you're dead. I'm just rolling down the street, trying to clear my head.
Get you rolling.
Cops pull you over, man, you better not make a move, or you will be dead.
Hey!
I'm just rolling down the street, trying to clear my head.
Get you rolling.
Cops pull you over, man, you better not make a move, or you will be dead.
Come on.
Clear, clear, clear. I'm trying.
trying to clear my head with everything that's going on. With everything that's going on. Real, real, real. You make a move and you'll be dead. Don't make the wrong move, player. Don't make the wrong move, player. Rest my nerves, need to clear my head. Crooked cops get away when they shoot us dead. 63 murders all ready to start.
What else?
January, February, that was in March.
Damn.
April, May, June, July. I wonder how many more of us gon' die. I have a question, tell me. What we gon' do? What we been through? Everything but a race war. And we gon' come together faster than a race car. Cops killed a homie on the north side. We felt the pain even on the South Park side. This is not a rehearsal. Who's the real caveman? Geico commercial. I'm trying to clear my head. Crooked cops pull you over, make a move, you're dead. I'm just rolling down the street, trying to clear my head.
Get some rolling.
Cops pull you over, man, you better not make a move, or you will be dead.
Hey!
I'm just rolling down the street, trying to clear my head.
Get some rolling.
Cops pull you over, man, you better not make a move, or you will be dead.
Come on,
clear.